Okay, today's edition is called A Bit for Level, Please. I'm Peter Stewart with everything you need to know about getting a better voice for a broadcast or a podcast or for voiceover sessions. Parts of working out your correct mic position, which is what we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks, before you start recording or before you go live, will involve, of course, you speaking into the mic so your voice can be heard by you wearing the headphones and by any sound engineer you might have in a control room, and so correct recording levels can be set. What is it about correct recording levels? Well, they need to check the microphone, its channel and signal are working. A microphone, such as a lapel clip-on mic, may have an on-off switch on it, or its battery pack or transmitter unit. The battery in the unit may be drained or faulty. There may be signal interference from the transmitter to the receiver. A studio mic may have been unplugged for some reason, or the desk fader which controls its volume may be dirty and lead to crackling on air. Or it may have been turned around, leading a speaker to be off mic and not heard properly. All sorts of reasons there to check your microphone. And also, they need to check the level or loudness of your voice so correct levels can be set for you. So they're regulated with those levels of other guests or other sound sources. They also need to check the proximity of your voice to the microphone to avoid issues such as plosives distorting the clarity of your voice. We spoke about plosives. We've spoken about distortion before. They also need to check any additional interference. For example, if a clip-on mic was too close to and picking up noise from a necklace or chain, maybe it's hidden under clothing, which rustles on mic, picked up the searching for signal noise from a mobile phone which had been left on. And as we've seen, you may need to get a little closer or more distant from the mic, with all the other considerations that that will bring, as we've discussed in the past, and or turn up the mic input level or gain, so that your voice level appears louder on the air or on the recording. So that is why the first phrase that you'll probably hear in your headphones when you go into a studio will be, "A bit for level, please." Tomorrow on the show, why a studio engineer wants to know about your breakfast, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.